Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. It's Friday. We made it. We only have 895 days, 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 7 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. Oh, my Lord. Will it ever end? I'm afraid what this guy's going to do is grab that little magic pen of his and just declare him king for life. All that's going on in the world now I guess we're bombing or we're not bombing or we're leading from behind. Oh, my God, wait till I get into what the take of America on this is. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it is the same, but we're going to get into it. We got no choice. We got to talk about it. We got to get it out. But until we can finally put an end to this mess, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot and never should ever do this again, is afford tyranny. We can't afford it. I can't afford it. You can't afford it. Nobody can. The government can because the government's got all of it. And you have none of it. So we, the people, cannot and should not ever afford it. Absolutely unacceptable. Period. That's what we should put in the Constitution. You want to have another amendment? No friggin' tyranny. Period. Shall never be infringed. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. Well, if you want to join the program tonight, don't be shy. 646-7167-NINER. Got to get them Niners in there. 7-8. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, shipmates, tonight, absolutely no exception. There's still a lot of people out there that want to take away your freedom. So there's only one way to combat that, and that's to lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I want to thank Jim Gottstein for coming on the program last night. If you missed it, you can get it in archive or soon to be on YouTube. My machine takes forever, but I finally got it now, and it's loaded, saved, and all that, and all I got to do is put it on YouTube, so that'll be another 8 hours tomorrow. So it was longer than that today. So then it bogs my system down, and I can't do anything. So I went to the park, and I tried to work out there in the park, and I come back. 3 o'clock still wasn't done, and I left, I don't know, 9? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But anyway, Jim, thank you very much for showing up last night. It was very informative. There's so much going on out there, and they've got you in every damn direction. And drugs are always involved. I mean, this industry, this pharmaceutical industry, is bigger than you think it is. And these are dangerous drugs. Don't for one second think that these things are good. They're not. They're not good. And they're not doing anybody any good. Maybe there is a certain percentage that actually need them. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But for the overwhelming vast majority, no, they're not. We've seen the results. We've seen what happens. So why do we keep prescribing more? Well, because, well, the more I prescribe, the more money I get. I can get a better car, a bigger car. Get a bigger swimming pool, a bigger home, another home, maybe a little cottage on a lake. Maybe I'll buy a friggin' island. The point is they're using these little incentives, these little bonuses, this whole society now, you know, this incentives society that we're in. I understand incentive, but not everything has to be an incentive. Again, life is a balance. Everything is a balance. You can't have too much of anything. Some things just don't need to be. Like in healthcare, you get a bonus. Okay, let's say if you got everybody and there were no secret lists and you whipped through everybody and you got everybody clean and you got everybody, you know, cured of all their diseases and you fixed them all up. And there's money left over. For whatever reason, somebody didn't know it was there. Otherwise, they would have spent it. But they found it. Okay, fine. But did that happen? No. No. I'm sorry, your job is when people come in and they're sick, well, you fix them. You don't worry about nothing, you just fix them. That's what I thought hospitals were supposed to be, but not anymore, no. I mean, they're like, you know, I mean, they're, I mean, well, it's a big giant trap. And they are using you as their prey. That's what they're doing. It's no different than you going out and hunting beaver. Whatever the hell you're hunting, whatever the hell you're trapping, you go fishing. You know, everybody's been lobster fishing, crab fishing. You know, people, they troll. It's no different than that. Well, we're humans. We don't do that to each other. At least I thought that's what we're not supposed to do. Maybe I was taught wrong. Maybe my brain isn't wired. Maybe I need these drugs. Maybe I need a lobotomy. But I thought that these were things that, you know, well, we didn't do. And if we did find out that this was going on, well, we wouldn't like it very much. We wouldn't stand up. Where are the people really standing up? Do you hear about it on the news every day? I don't.
I don't hear that, especially on the nightly news. They're sponsored by these people. That's the only thing you see on these stupid nightly news shows. And that's why another reason I can't watch them. Not only is the news not news, but you get more commercials and you get, you know, show content. What the hell is that? And then that stupid, what is that Brian Williams do, that Making a Difference segment? Oh, God, make me puke. Mr. Williams, there's things happening in the world. Make a Difference, okay, it's nice. Let's cover the, you know, the fluff. But, you know, we can cover the fluff later. Right now we got some news. Hello? No, we don't know. We don't know. And whatever the news that they want it to be, well, then that's what it is. Well, how do you know it's true? Well, Brian Williams said. And they all get together. All the three networks, they all get together. They get their cue from the White House, get their cue from wherever, whoever's running the country at the time. News should be completely separate. Shouldn't have anything to do with anything. But no. That's how you keep your votes. You get, well, you buy people off. It's all about how you're gonna buy your vote. You don't earn your vote in this country. You buy your vote. That's ridiculous. Think about it. As a politician, you don't earn a vote. You don't go out there and earn people to come vote for you. You have to buy it. You have to buy them. Everybody's corrupt, the whole country. If you vote, you are corrupt. You've been bought. Absolutely ridiculous. I once, just once, just one time in my voting career, I want to walk into a voting booth and go, you know what? I feel really damn good about this person that I'm voting for. I want to vote for this person. This is my man. Well, I did that with Ronald Reagan. And I did it with George Bush the first time. If I'd have known a little bit more about George Daddy Bush, maybe I would have maybe changed my mind. But he, at the time, who was that other clown? Dukakis or whatever the hell his stupid name was? A jackass. In a tank. Shut up. Whatever the hell his name was, who knows? Who cares? Any of them. They're all a bunch of idiots. But I haven't really felt that in a long time. And it started with Bill Clinton. First of all, I didn't think that Bill Clinton was going to win. The first time I seen him, you know, the election never really lasted near as long as it does now. Now it's the election, as soon as the election is over, the new election begins. But it used to be, I don't remember how long it was, but it wasn't that much longer. And then all the candidates just came out, and then, you know, they were introduced. And the first, when I seen Bill Clinton, I thought, this guy ain't got no chance. What the hell? He's an idiot. And his wife? Don't even get me started with that. I said, no, you know, this is George Bush. We just got done winning in the Persian Gulf. There's no way. And then that stupid Ross Perot, I got $25 billion. Well, take your $25 billion and shove it where the sun don't shine and shut up. Go away, you little pest. You're like a little gnat. It's like these little black bugs that we have out here in New York now. These little bastards, they won't leave you alone. Go on the park, you go here, you go there, anywhere the tree, you're just into whacking them. It's like, can't you little bastards get the goddamn idea? I'm whacking the hell out of you. You're not wanted. Okay? Can you go somewhere else? I mean, somebody's going to be whacking me that many friggin' times. I'm going to get the idea. Okay, the son of a bitch doesn't want me around. I'm going to go over here. Do they know? These little bastards, they just keep coming. When you whack them. Get the hell out of here. Damn insects. I hate them stupid things. Anyway, how we got to where we are now, oh, well, that's what happens when you start talking about liberals. Your brain just turns to mush. There you go. Flying off into deep space nine again. But that stupid Bill Clinton, I never thought he was going to, you know. And then when the election was over, and I just got a new computer, and I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. The Internet really wasn't the Internet what the Internet is now. But I had Prodigy, and I had AOL. And there were hardly anything on them. But I had the election. And I had my TV, and I just got cable. Well, I had cable for a little while. So I had the television on. And when you're on the West Coast, it used to be, it was already decided before you even got an opportunity to vote. Well, I had the day off. I was working in the car industry. And Tuesdays and Wednesdays was my day off. So I had everything. I had my computer, had, you know, showing up little graphs of different states and different numbers as they were coming in, all the different precincts, and I was, you know, I was really into it. And I figured it was going to be, I didn't think it was going to be like a landslide, but I figured George Bush would easily win the election. I had no doubt in my mind. And then all of a sudden this jackass wins, and I'm sitting there just going, this can't be. And I felt like those two guys on Trading Places, those two old guys, you know, turn them machines back on. Turn them machines back on. That's what I felt like. And I thought, this can't be. And then you see all these stupid Hollywoodites. They're like, oh, we need a change, and this is beautiful, this is great. And I'm just thinking to myself, what are you talking about? We were strong. We were, you know, I thought we were going in the right direction. I thought it was, you know, should have been. It should have been a no-brainer, but that stupid Ross Perot took a bunch of stupid, you know, Republican votes. They went voting for him, and of course, you knew damn good and well that the Clintons had a little something to do with that. If they weren't paying him, they weren't doing everything they could to make sure that this guy took enough votes away. That's the only way they won. He never got, what, no more than, what, 43% of the vote on any time? But I want to once now, I want to go in. John McCain, I was not excited. Just couldn't get myself, you know, warm and fuzzy over that one. But I had to do my part to vote against Barack Obama. And that's what I don't want to do anymore. And that's what I want to do. I want to walk in and I want to vote for a candidate, not against a candidate. And if you're voting for a candidate, well, it makes it feel just that much better. Will we get that someday? I don't know. Well, we got to do what we got to do inside of us first before we can even think about anything else. And we all got growing to do. If you're a human, you never stop growing. You never stop learning. You never stop fixing yourself. I got all kinds of fixing to do. I'll never get myself fixed. So I'm in lost cause, but I try. And when I notice I screw something up, well, then I do my best I can to fix it. That's all I can do. I can't do any more than I can do. And that's it. That's all you can do. That's what you can do. And again, before we start going off into different galaxies here, got to get my ship righted here. Hats off to Isaiah. That's coming up. It'll be Monday, August 11th at 9:30 a.m. at the Juvenile Center, 1100 South Hamilton in Chicago, Illinois. They're asking for hats. Justina Pelletier had stuffed animals. This kid wants hats. Can't send him hats, send him something. Send her $10. You can buy a gallon of gas. She needs all the help you can get. We need all the help that we can, knowing what is happening. What is happening to people, and they're using your kids, your children, as their little tokens, their little game pieces, their little chips, their little dollar signs. They don't look as your child, as a child, as a human being. That's their little cash cow. How can I make a buck off of this little kid? How can I make a buck off of this adult coming in here? Oh, you're feeling blue, do you? Oh, okay, well, take some of these. Oh, let me see your insurance. Ooh, you don't have insurance, you don't have to. Oh, well, you have to pay for them for cash. You got the money? Oh, you do. Okay, oh, here's your prescription. Toodaloo. Oh, look at this. I'm going to get that new swimming pool yet. I'm going to get that new boat. I'm going to get that bigger car. That bigger home. Boy, I'm going to be living high on the hog. Just handing out them drugs. Get everybody stoned. Well, these are narcotics. These are not good. And if a doctor tells you you got to go on these stupid things, think before you do it, man. Give it an opportunity. Give it one more shot, man. One more for the home team. Give it that old college try. One more time. See what you can do within you before you start taking these stupid things. Because once you're on them forever. And if you get off of them, then you get crazy. You do all kinds of stuff. You can get off them. I'm not trying to scare you and thinking, oh, my God, get you off. And everybody's going to turn into a zombie rocking around killing people. No. No. It can. It affects people in all kinds of different ways. But you still have to do it yourself. It's your brain, your body. You're the only one who can do it. You are your best psychiatrist. You know yourself better than anybody. Nobody knows you better than you. We all lie to ourselves. Everybody does. We're all human. We're all a bunch of idiots. But there is no excuse for what they are doing. None of this. None of this stuff is excusable. Why do we not have anybody looking into this? DOJ, somebody. We all know what's going on. This is what really pisses me off. And the American people, they know what's going on. They're aware of it. They're just not acknowledging it. And that's what I'm about. Well, if you want to send her something, send her a hat, send her a couple of bucks, Team Isaiah, P.O. Box 901-294, Kansas City, Missouri, 641-90. Well, you hang in there, Isaiah. You are strong. They are weak. What they are doing to you, kid, is criminal. We have got to get together as American people, and we can't stand for this, man. This is absolutely unacceptable. This is just downright wrong. Why this is not on the front page of every stupid newspaper? Why is it not the lead story on every damn news channel? I don't know. I don't know. It was on every damn newspaper when the Germans did it. But not us. What the hell? Look, if little old me knows this crap is going on, there is no way that other people don't know this stuff is going on. So I don't buy it. I don't buy that I am, no. No. I'm not on to something that is not known. This is not a scoop. That's the word I'm looking for. This has been around for a long time. Finally, people are waking up. Well, not enough. You got to tell everybody. Run your mouth off. Let them know. Do something. We all got to do it. Whatever we can do. No matter how small you think it is, it may not be that small. It may just be what is needed. Just do it. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here now. I mean, this country, wait till I get to some tweets, and I hate these stupid tweets. Enough tweets. I hate tweets. But why do I keep talking about them? I don't know. Who the hell knows? But the United States military launches 2 new rounds of airstrikes in Iraq. Well, we should have been doing this a long time ago. Maybe if we'd have left I don't know, maybe a little later, maybe made damn sure it was secure, maybe keep a bunch of troops there, you know, as a, you know, precautionary, make it look, you know, like it's, there's some strength there. I don't know what the answer to the Middle East is. Since I've been a kid, it's been in turmoil. As long as I've been born, as long as I've been able to remember, the Middle East has been in war, has been fighting. The only way the Middle East is going to get peace is the Middle East wants, it needs to have peace. They're going to have to be the ones to do this. But it is affecting the world, so the world has to do something. But the Muslim community, the ones that they call moderate, whatever, what does that mean, moderate? I mean, what does that mean, moderate? So if you're Muslim, automatically you're a terrorist. So if you're moderate, that means you're, you know, you support terrorism, but you would never do it yourself. And if you're a liberal Muslim, that means you don't believe in anything. I mean, what does that mean? That's just stupid talk. That's ridiculous. That's just stupid. Why that's even in our vocabulary, I don't know. Because it's easy. When people are lazy, they hear one stupid person say one stupid thing, and they think, "Well, I gotta be stupid too. I gotta be stupider than them. I'll get that promotion yet." Yeah, I'm sure you will. You keep it up, Red Rider. You keep it up. But the United States launched a second round of airstrikes on targets near Iraq, or near, in Iraq. Near what? Oh, that got cut out. I can't remember the name of the city, and I can't pronounce the son of a bitch anyway, so it really doesn't matter. They took out two Islamic militant mortar positions and a seven-vehicle convoy. Well, good for them. What happened? What I'd like to know is what happened to Obama's drones? He used to love those drones. Remember when he had his hit list of all the people that he wanted killed with his drones and he checked it off? Right down the list. Okay, I got Ahmed and I got this guy and that guy and blah, 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 blah. What happened to his drones? Why can't we send a bunch of drones up there, fly them high in the sky, figure out where the hell they are? We got precision bombs and just start bombing them. Look, these terrorists are not just terrorizing Iraq and Syria. They're actually terrorizing the world. Jihad is a real thing here now. It's worldwide. It is worldwide. It's not, you know, it's not just for breakfast anymore. It's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Speaking of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my fat brother looks like he just came on. I wonder what the hell he has to say tonight. What do you say, chubby?
Meatball. Got nothing. What were you talking about? I just joined him.
Oh, I don't know what the hell I was talking about. I'm always talking about something. Well, I got
give me an update.
I'll give you an update. We bombed Iraq, and I want to find out why Obama isn't taking up his drones. And you can see them ISIS bastards. You can see them walking around. They got their flags. And what are you doing with that? What are you in a windstorm? Are you in a wind tunnel?
That means nothing. He's,
are you in a hurricane? Yeah. Are you calling from Hawaii in the middle of a hurricane?
Means nothing. All right. So what? Give me something else.
Well, I can hardly hear.
Why?
Because
there's something.
There's something in your ear. Yeah, there's something in my ear. What are you doing? Stop moving.
I don't know.
Are you walking? Or, are you all right?
I'm sitting on the river looking at it's beautiful.
What river?
I don't know. somewhere in Hoquiam.
Where the hell is that?
I don't even know where that is. I don't know.
What the hell are you doing there?
I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
I hope you get back.
Yeah. Got to find my way back. Go on. Let's hear the story. What's going on?
Well, I want to find out why Obama doesn't have his drones out there, why we couldn't have killed these guys a long time ago. We can see them up there. They're taking over the towns. You see them up there. They got their black flags raising, and you know, all the heads are laying out in the middle of the street. We know where they are. Send the drones flying by and zip them and zap them and get them done. I'm tired of hearing about these bastards in the stupid news. I'm tired of talking about them. I'm sick and tired. And I was talking about, you know, since we've been alive, the Middle East has always been in a war. What the hell are you What is that wind? It is louder than hell.
Yeah, but to a point, it's not our business.
It's not what?
Not our business.
Well, not directly, but
indirectly. To a point, it's not our business.
Well, to a point, but this stuff is worldwide. It's not just over there.
I know.
It's everywhere.
Listen, I get it.
They're coming everywhere. We gotta wipe them out, but we gotta get the whole world behind it. Freaking Europe is gonna have to wake up, and they're gonna have to do something.
Not gonna happen.
The French are gonna have
to
pick up their rifles again.
French?
Sorry, dust them off.
What'd you say? What'd you
yeah,
say?
I know. They're gonna have
who
to pick up their rifles.
Are the French?
Dust them off. Yeah, the French. Yeah, go make a quiche. You know, feed the troops. Come on.
Let's see if their women shave their armpits.
Wow. Well, I mean,
come on. No.
I don't dislike them. Jesus, with that wind.
I do.
Get in some shelter.
All I got to say about that is, come on. We should not necessarily get involved to... A certain point. Listen, let me finish.
I didn't say nothing. I'm over here.
I know, but you're trying to. To a certain point, we need to just stay short distance. Short distance. Okay.
No,
done.
No. I don't know. I agree. I don't know what the hell to do. But the world's got to come together. The United States can't do it all by
itself.
Yeah,
everybody's
got to
join arms. Everybody's got to join arms and be happy. But it's too much crap that we got to go through. And okay, let's get through it.
I know, but here, look, we got to show a bit of strength because, first of all, Putin. Did you see those pictures of Putin? He's got this leopard in his lap, and then he shows it side by side with Obama.
Hey.
And he's got this little white little fluffy dog.
I don't care what you say about Putin, but I like him. I like him.
I don't trust this guy for nothing, man.
I do.
This guy.
Yeah, I like him better than our president.
Well, Kurt, I don't even understand why you're even... I don't think you understand what you're actually saying. This guy is not a trustworthy man.
I said I like him better than our president.
Well, who's our president?
Now you're going to question me on that?
Stop with the wind.
I can't. It's... freaking wind blows.
Well, you
and
gotta
like you.
Call. You gotta call inside, man, because I can't hear.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm outside.
Well, I can't hear with that damn wind. It is that freaking loud.
I'm mobile.
Well, next time, find a place, find a shelter, find an outhouse.
All right. Well, did you hear what I said?
No, I couldn't hear with the freaking wind.
All right, I said. Something about the wind blows and so do you.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Anyways, I'm sitting in a beautiful spot, looking at the river. Beautiful. Tell me stories because I don't get them. Football, Seattle lost. Big deal. Wasn't a big loss. Yeah, it was a big, it was stupid. just preseason anyways. Anyways, it was fun.
Your win's killing me, man.
Your win's killing me.
Kurt, it is that loud. I cannot begin to tell you how loud that is in my ear.
Well, I'm telling you how loud your wind is in my ear.
Yeah, your wind. I can smell your wind. Yeah.
All right, listen, that was the story. I didn't have any football news other than Seattle lost. It wasn't a huge loss. Big deal. Piece of cake. We'll play again in, I think 6 weeks.
Well, you need to get a checkup from the neck up. Kurt, that wind, I gotta go, man. That wind is killing me, man. That wind is killing
me. It's killing me, too.
All right.
All right, Deep Face.
All right.
See me later.
Unbelievable, that wind was killing my ears. I don't know what the hell, if I got it stopped or what's going on here. There we are. Well, he's hung up. I don't know what the hell he was talking about with Putin. I think I know what he was talking about, but I certainly hope that he wasn't saying that he, you know, actually liked Putin. I don't think that's what he was saying. I think I know what he was saying. I speak beer ease, even though I haven't had any tonight, but I know he has. So I speak beer ease, so I know what he was saying. So we don't need to sound off any alarms that the captain's brother is a communist, because that's just not what it is. And let's get back to this story here now, before I was so rudely interrupted. With that damn wind. I hate the sound of wind. It drives me nuts. You can't do anything in the wind. You can't pee in the wind. You can't try to make a sandwich in the wind. You can't read a newspaper. You can't do nothing in the wind. Unless you're a sailor. But if you're at the park, or you're outside and you're not on a boat out in the middle of the ocean, you don't need it. But you have it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's part of nature. It's like sometimes the planet gets hot and sometimes it gets cold. You can't do anything about it. It's nature. Learn the science. Learn that it's going to happen again and again and again. And man isn't going to have a damn thing to do with it. Accept what we have and move on. Well, the Pentagon press secretary, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said remotely piloted aircraft struck a terrorist mortar position, and when Islamic militant fighters returned to the site moments later, the terrorists were attacked again and successfully eliminated. What if that means they killed them? Well, good. I don't know what the answer is, but if it were me, I mean, I'm impatient. So I'd have drones in the air. I would have had drones in the air a long time ago. I would have had drones in the air before I left. What is the answer? How are you going to get rid of them all? Again, it all goes back to, well, the Muslim community is going to have to put an end to it when it really, really ends, when it's really ended. Now we can go out there and we can kill them, but the more we kill, the more are going to sign up to say, well, you know, you killed my brother, you killed my cousin, so now I got to kill you. But you can't keep letting these people keep killing people. You got to stop them somehow. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But at some point, you got to stand up and you got to punch the bully back in the nose, man. You got to stand up and punch a bully in the nose. You got to do it. You got to do it. But with this president, I don't know what he does. I don't know what to make of this. I'm glad we're finally doing something. Nobody else seems to want to do it. Again, where is Europe? Why is Europe not involved in all of this? I mean, Europe is, you know, they're affected too. They've got a big Muslim population. And if Europe thinks for one second that they can't have a whole big bunch of terrorism there, and Sharia and this and that and all this and all that. Whoa, 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 whoa. Might want to think that one all the way through. They're going to be all nicey-nice and all politically correct. And make sure that they don't eat bacon around them. Make sure they don't smell it. How could you not love the smell of bacon? I smell bacon and immediately I'm alive. I love the smell of bacon. Especially in the morning. Sun is just coming up. It's a beautiful day. Get out of the shower. You're all squeaky clean. Put on some fresh clothes and you come down and boom, man, that bacon. Bacon, man. I don't understand why Jews, I don't understand why they don't like it either. I don't know. Something over there in the Middle East. You don't like pig. That's fine. You don't have to eat it. I'll eat it. But you got to kill somebody because you don't like pig? And people must change their entire way of life because you don't like the smell of bacon? So all the delis in the area, they have to stop serving it? Stop cooking it? Well, these are real stories. This isn't just made up. This stuff is also happening in the United States, believe it or not. And this is ridiculous. Look, this is the United States. We don't change our way of life for anybody. You want to come over here? Okay, fine. But we're not going to change our way of life for you. That's not going to happen. Nor would I even expect, nor I, any American that I know, would expect to go over to another country and expect them to change their entire way of life for me because I just got here. No. No. You want to become a citizen of this particular country, well, you've got to learn their way of life. But that's not the way it is anymore. The American way of life, what is the American way of life anymore? I don't know. I have no idea. I know what it used to be. I know what it used to be. You know, and I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, I know we're down, but we're not defeated. We're not defeated. Nobody likes to fight for a defeated team. Understand that, you know, I mean, it's human nature. Nobody wants to go to the last place team. Why? Because they suck. But we're not defeated. And if you're not defeated, you can still win. You can't win when you're defeated. Well, we're not defeated. Yeah, okay, fine. We got a couple of holes in the hull. We're taking on water, but we're still afloat. Haven't sunk yet. We can still fight on. We still got some torpedoes. We'll throw bayonets. We'll throw anything. We'll catch crabs and throw it at them. Lobsters. Maybe they'll bite their noses off and their eyeballs out. I don't know. Anything. But we're not defeated yet. But if we don't rise up and fight now, yeah, we can be. But we're not there yet. So we have hope. There is hope. We can turn this around. We just need to do it. Now how we got to here, I don't know. See if we can finish this, because I got some other stuff to go along with this. Oh, my God, what a night. Well, this Rear Admiral, Mr. John Kirby, continues on. He says, as the president made clear, what has he ever made clear? Oh, that's right, he's transparent. I guess that's what he's made clear. How about keeping your doctor? How about them shovel-ready jobs? What has he ever made clear? Nothing. Not a smidgen of evidence. That's right, because everybody deleted and fried their goddamn computers. So there is no evidence anymore. They fried it. They melted it down. We got another story in here. As the president made clear, the United States military will continue to take direct action against IS when they threaten our personnel and facilities. Like you did in Benghazi? White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. This guy I don't like. I don't think I would ever become very good friends with this little worm. He's a little snot. Just smart ass. I don't like him. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Yeah, he's Earnest. Yeah, you're Earnest, all right. He said there was no specific end date. Oh, the end date. To the campaign. The campaign, but reiterated, what is not contemplated here is the introduction of American troops in combat role to alleviate this situation. This is all that they're concerned about. It's not sending any ground troops. What does that mean? Well, that means you didn't do any military action because you didn't send any troopers on the ground. What? Why are they only concerned with that? Well, because they want to have it both ways. They want to keep their base understanding that Barack Obama didn't put anybody out to war. And, you know, troops on the ground. Yeah, but you launched a bunch of bombs on the ground. Israel can't defend themselves with their bombs, but I guess the United States can go out and kill people if they want to. Whatever Obama wants to kill somebody, then that's good killing. Anybody else who kills, well, that's bad killing. I mean, who does this guy think that he is? I mean, I'm not saying that these people don't deserve to get bombed. I mean, come on, please. There's a whole bunch of bombs that need to be going on over there. To a whole bunch of people. But my point is why when Obama goes out and kills, it's good. It's good for the world. But when anybody else does it, well, then it's bad. I mean, this guy, I mean, nobody, he has no respect anywhere. And then there was in Russia. Now, remember in Germany, this was a long time ago. They had an Obama, you know, like a light show, you know, light, they do these like laser lights on sides of buildings. Well, they had one, you know, whether it was true or not, I seen the video, it looked real. Of Obama, you know, saying happy birthday, Obama, and he's got a birthday cap, more like a dunce cap, a banana going in and out of his mouth, and I mean, it's just, I mean, this is Russia, and this man has no respect anywhere. The United States is not feared. What we're doing to our military, what military? What military? I haven't seen the military. Honey, you seen the military? Go back to your Kim Kardashian show. She hasn't seen nothing. Nobody's seen the military. We got rid of it. We should be increasing our military. If this is the time, if there ever was a time in American history to increase our military with everything that is going on planet Earth right now, this is the time to increase the military, not decrease it. If we can double what we have, I think we'd be all right. But that's me. That's me. That's me. I know we can't double it, but we should, you know, come pretty close. At least try it. See what we can do. But we need to be bigger. A lot bigger than we are right now. I mean, I just don't understand why. The United States used to be, I mean, that was part of what made the United States the United States was its military prowess. The biggest, the baddest, the meanest, no one's going to screw with us. And if you do, well, you're going to have to pay a penalty for it. And that penalty is your ass kicked. We don't have that anymore. I want that back. I want that Americana back. When the hell's John Wayne when you need him? My God. We need a little bit of something back. I mean, we all have American pride, yeah, but we need to have that. I know, you know, 9/11 united us, but we need something different than that. We don't need a tragedy to unite us. We need something to fight for to unite us. And what are we fighting for? Well, everybody's got something completely different than what we're fighting for. But at the end of the day, what are we really fighting for? Well, freedom. We should be the biggest, baddest military in all of planet Earth. We've got a lot to protect. We need the protection. This country needs protection. If there's any time on planet Earth, any time in history where the United States needs to be protected, now is it. But we've got the president and the vice president and that stupid secretary of state. This new world order, they're taking it literally. And they're following everything that they possibly can. And we've got a clip. If we can't get into it tonight, we'll get into it Monday of that jackass. What the hell's his name? John Kerry. Oh, my God, this guy. Irritates you to absolutely no end. Well, the president outlined two scenarios, he continues, for possible airstrikes. He said he has authorized strikes, if necessary, to help Iraqi forces break the siege of the civilians on the mountain and protect the people trapped there. The civilians on the mountain protected the people. Those are the Christians, right? What I thought. But if you notice, he can't ever say the Christians. He can't say that. If his Muslim buddies, you know, find out he keeps using the C word, well, they might lop his head off. I mean, what do we really have running this country? What? And who? And who are they working for? I mean, Valerie Jarrett is an Iranian-born. As far as I know, her father was a big Iranian, loving that tyranny and that communism. And she's his top advisor. Why? How do we accept this stuff? Do we know what we're accepting? Well, again, we're aware of it. We just don't want to acknowledge it, because then if we acknowledge it, that means we're going to have to do something. We might have to say something. And if we say something, then we can't, we're not going to be allowed to join in any more of these little parties and these little groups, these little clubs. So we got to keep quiet and just go along. Oh, well. Stop saying, oh, well. No, there's no more, oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well. No, there's no more, oh, well. Screw that, oh, well. We need to stop. We intend to stay vigilant and take action if these terrorist forces threaten our personnel or facilities anywhere in Iraq. That's what the president said. Stay vigilant. Like you were in Benghazi? Remember that? According to the UN, between 35,000 and 50,000 have fled to nearby Mount Sinjar and other areas for at least several days, and they have been without adequate food or water. That's because, well, ISIS took it away from them. Threw them out there to walk away with nothing. To slowly die. This is how creepy these people are. These are some bad dudes, man. The world needs to come together against this jihad, and we're going to need to help from the Muslim community. But this war on terror, this is a real war. And just because you think it's not over here, you stop lying to yourself. It is. It's over here. You don't have to be paranoid. You just have to be intelligent. You just have to be educated. You have to be informed and know what you're looking for. And stop voting for it. Well, we went into Iraq and was dumping off a whole bunch of bombs everywhere, and Obama's trying to boost up his poll numbers. Well, as the United States military was dropping its bombs, the Kelly and Michael show, which Kelly was on vacation, so they had Kate Upton. So for this morning, it was Kate and Michael. And Michael was talking about a really stupid story about Kate Upton walking around in a robe. I guess she was looking for a cup of coffee or something. I don't know whether she was drunk. I don't know if she was on drugs. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not saying she was or she was. I'm not saying that. It was a stupid story. It was boring. None of these morning shows are, these are awful. I know there's a lot of people that like them, and that's fine. My mother loves them. I can't stomach them. People like them. You like watching them. They give you what you want in the morning. I'm not telling you don't watch them. But, I mean, this stuff is not, you know, very, well, it really doesn't stimulate the mind all that much. You might get rid of your insomnia, but it ain't going to do very much as far as, you know, anything other than that. Well, the people that were watching this, this boring crap, this garbage, this just nothing television. It's nothing. It's just blah, 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 blah. But Michael Strahan, I don't like Michael Strahan. You know, he's good on, you know, Howie Du Bois. Terry, you know, Fox, Sunday morning, you know, Sunday football. But this kind of crap is just, I don't know why people would, it seems like to me, that people would be refreshed that they got a break from this garbage. But ABC interrupts this show, this precious show. Interrupts it with a news update for breaking news that the United States was dumping a bunch of bombs on Iraq and killing a bunch of terrorists. Well, people watching this, they couldn't understand how dare. What? What are you doing interrupting this story, this boring, ridiculous, stupid story of Kate Upton, who had a dress underneath a robe and was walking around in a robe? Why a robe? I don't know. It's a stupid story. You know, the clip came in the middle of it. But you know, it couldn't have been all that entertaining, and it couldn't have been all that interesting. But to the people that were watching it, it was the most important news of the day. Here's some of these tweets. U.S. airstrikes, in quotations, just interrupted Mike Kelly and Michael show with Kate Upton. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. Dear United States going to war. Tell me about it. This is an important story. She's walking around drunk, on drugs, in a robe, looking for coffee. I'm teasing about her being drunk and on drugs. I'm just having fun with the story. It's ridiculous. And why are people concerned with this crap? And now here's another one. This is Christina Bredoff. This woman is, she's definitely got her priorities straight. She writes, what the F, she writes the whole thing in capital letters. She's not happy. This whole message is in capital letters, which means she's really pissed. And she spelled out the F word. What the F, you don't interrupt Kate Upton for a news special report. Oh, you don't interrupt Kate Upton for a special news report? What? I forgot. She's right up there with the Kim Kardashians, isn't she? Yeah, she's important. You don't interrupt her. You would get a little respite. Like you'd be happy. Here's another one. Tyler LaPointe. That was the first thing I saw when I walked down the stairs in the morning, and I'm just like, WTF. And I'm just like, WTF? Huh? What? What is this? What, Kate Upton's not on? This? What? I don't get it. I mean, where are we today? America, what the hell? I mean, Kate Upton filling in for Kelly Ripa, cut to news of airstrike in Iraq, cut back to Kate Upton, mid-laugh, weird country we got here. Now, see this right here? This is what I wanted to read. I don't know what mid-laugh means. I guess that means like you're not really laughing, just kind of like a moderate laugh. Gotta get that moderate word, but mid-laugh, whatever that's supposed to mean. But this is what got me. This is from Matt Jordan. He says, weird country we got here. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, we do have a weird country we got here. When people are upset and are sideways at their stupid little Kate Upton story, which was hideously, pathetically awful to begin with, boring, unnecessary. But if this is the kind of stuff you like, then like it. I'm not telling you don't, and I'm not making fun of you if you do. I'm making fun of the people that don't seem to understand what I guess is important. Where are America's priorities when a ridiculously stupid, boring, inconsequential story, such as Kate Upton walking around in a robe, but evidently she has a dress underneath. For what? I'm just stupid. This is important. But going in and blowing up a bunch of terrorists who've been, well, terrorizing and killing and God only knows what they're doing to these people, starving them, stealing everything that they have, these Christians, and forcing them out. So, thinking to myself when I read that, a strange country or weird country we got here. And I'm thinking, yeah, we do. And I wrote this down here, and I'm thinking to myself, now, what are these people? I mean, is there a fear or something? And what are they afraid of? Are they afraid that... oh, my God, we're going back into war again? We're going into war? Or have we just become, so used to war that it doesn't matter anymore? It's like after we went to the moon, two times, and the third time was, yeah. I mean, is that what we've become? Is that what they're complaining about? I don't know. Or was it they were genuinely concerned of what happened to Kate Upton's robe? Is that really where their minds are at? Where are these people? How can these people be so tuned out of what is happening in the world that nothing else matters except for whatever fluffy morning show that they're watching? Where are we in this country? How the hell did we get to where we just accept the stuff that we accept? And why do we accept it? And why do we vote for more of it, knowing that it's bad, knowing that it's wrong? knowing that it's wrong, but yet we continue to do it. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get human beings at all. I do not understand them. Cannot figure them out. Never have, never will. Well, evidently, there's a ceasefire, or is there? Oh, that's right. It was supposed to be for 72 hours, but it looks like, well, Gaza started a little early. Gee, didn't see that one coming. What ceasefire? I don't know how you're going to end this one. But I don't understand why the United States, if this is a perfect opportunity, and other countries too, why do these other countries in Europe and all these, why do they not see the danger in this jihad? Why do they not see the danger? I know you want to be politically correct, but hey, look, this is a real thing here. This is tangible. You can reach out and touch it. This is real. Jihad is real. We can't ignore it. All this stuff is real. Our president seems to be, I don't know. I don't know what side he's working on. And what Muslim side he's working on. Muslims kill more Muslims than anybody else. They're always killing each other. But they're not supposed to. The Muslim, I guess, creed or order or whatever's in the Muslim handbook, or Quran. I'm trying to think of the name. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just couldn't think of the damn name. Again, I'm not a very spiritual man. But I don't have a problem with people that are. Fine. You can believe whatever you want. That's the beauty of having your own mind. You can be whoever you want to be. That's the beauty of America. You can be whoever you want to be. But you can't do that anymore. You have to, well, you've got to follow whatever your school teacher says. And then when you go to college, your college professor, whatever he says. And that's the way it is. And then if you listen to the president, whatever he says, that's the way it is. Just follow orders. You're not allowed to have your own mind. Well, yeah, we are. And you can't have mine. It's mine. I'm going to keep it. Sometimes I wish I could get rid of it, let somebody else have it, but no. When it comes down to it, fine. Mm-mm. It'd be nice to give it to you, let you suffer for a while, but no. I can't do that. It's mine. I'm not going to give it for anybody. It's not for sale. And nor am I going to give it away. And nor can you steal it. Well, I guess they fired over 57 rockets hours before the ceasefire was supposed to end. And so, Israel starts, with their Iron Dome protecting themselves. Now, if they fire back, they're going to look bad, but all this stuff is fake, man. They're faking some of this stuff. They're faking a lot of this stuff. And you see those videos? These are supposed to be dead bodies in these sheets, and they're moving around, scratching their nose, picking their butts. Somebody didn't tell them, hey, we got the camera rolling. Stop scratching. Stop squirming. What I can't understand is why the United States doesn't say, we couldn't get Al-Qaeda all the way from in Iraq and Afghanistan, but let's see if we can't get this Hamas. We can get one terrorist organization wiped off planet Earth. That's all it takes is a start, man. Just one at a time. We should be all over that. Israel and the United States should be all in there. Boom, they should be done. There shouldn't be any Hamases left. But there are. So the war continues. And we're going to have more war stories tomorrow. More war stories Sunday, then Monday, and Tuesday, and on and on and on. And speaking of on and on and on and on and on,
just download it here. I don't think it downloaded all the way. Oh, here it is. Okay, we got it. Well, there was a leaders from Africa and the United States were in Washington this week. They're talking about issues affecting all the nations of Africa. Or if you're Joe Biden, it's the country of Africa. This guy's such an idiot. Yeah, go swim in the nude. Shut up. It's just, I mean, what is that? Joe Biden swimming in the nude, and here you're on Secret Service detail, and you got to watch this creep swimming in the nude and protect this bastard? He's like, oh, God. Somebody, please, drive me off this picture, will you? I'm going to puke. This is ridiculous. Stewardess, barf bag, please. Come on. Put some damn drawers on, for Christ's sakes. Biden, what's the matter with you? Well, this big to-do about Africa and this and that, and I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, God only knows. It's just a thing for people to get together and have you know, a nice state, you know, dinner, lunch, or whatever. A big to-do. You never get really anything done. But it is what it is, what it is, what it is. I'm sure they had a hell of a lunch. Well, John Kerry, which, why does he speak sometimes? I don't know. Why does he ever speak? Why does any liberal ever speak? Why does a politician even speak? Why do the American people speak? Why does anybody speak? Why does anybody not listen? I don't know. But you got to keep speaking. But when you got people like this that are speaking, it's like somebody's got to tell them, shut up. But freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of speech. That's fine. But you can't come out and you can't just, I mean, again, you can't call, you know, fire in a crowded theater. But see, that's not freedom of speech. That has nothing to do with freedom of speech. That's committing a completely different crime. That's committing something different. That has nothing to do with freedom of speech. And when you come out here, John Kerry, and you open up your mouth, you're not exercising freedom of speech. You're exercising freedom of stupid. This has nothing to do with freedom of speech. It's how you just... You're doing something devious. This whole New World Order, this is all it's about. And then wait till you hear this clip. Wait till you listen to what he has to say. You all know with the New World Order, sustainable development, Agenda 21, it's all the same crap. It's all together. The private property, fossil fuels, consumerism, irrigation, farmlands, pastures, and grazing of livestock. These are not sustainable. The family unit, not sustainable. Farmlands, these are not sustainable. So they don't want any more farmlands. Why? I don't know. I guess they're trying to do everything they can to lower the population. But how you can say that farmlands, grazing of livestock and pastures are not sustainable doesn't make any sense to me. That's not freedom of speech. That's deceit. You're committing a different kind of crime than I guess it's not the right word, different kind of crime, but you are committing a crime because you're lying. You're deceiving the American people. You're deceiving the world to buy into a notion of tyranny. But they're hiding it under the New World Order, which is supposed to bring peace throughout the world, but it's going to bring nothing but it's going to be a new world war. Everybody's going to be fighting for power, fighting to be, you know, the ruler of the world. This isn't going to bring any peace. Peace? There's not going to be any peace. What, are you kidding me? There's not going to be any peace. Please,
But John Kerry, he's standing up in front of this crowd, doing his absolute best to make a complete ass out of himself, try to outdo the rest of the crowd out there, and I think he succeeded. Listen to John Kerry here now. Now, we know about the Agenda 21. We got farmlands and pastures and all that. It's not sustainable. And climate change, you know, because, well, you know, every time you get a different temperature, it's man-made global warming. The planet's melting. Everybody's on fire. The polar bears, they're all dead. There's not a polar bear. Honey, you seen the polar bears? She ain't seen them. They're all dead. They all burned up. Everything is dead. Everything is burnt. The whole world is melted. It's all because of man and the Tea Party and George Bush. So here he is in front of the African community here, all these African leaders, telling them. This is what he's telling them. They're not allowed to, I guess they're not allowed to farm anymore now. According to John Kerry, he's got all the answers. Yeah, like that ceasefire you negotiated there in Israel, in Gaza, huh? John Kerry, you shouldn't be speaking at all. You have no idea what you're talking about. So this is John Kerry. This is your Secretary of State. This is your brainchild. This is this is the smartest kid in the class here. Here he is. Go ahead and play this.
House gases. That's how you do it. And now another part of this story is that certain agricultural processes can actually release carbon pollution and help contribute to the problem in the first place. It's a twisted circle. Always complicated. But we also know there are ways to change that. For example, rather than convert natural areas to new farmland, a process that typically releases significant amounts of carbon pollution, we can instead concentrate our efforts on making existing farmlands more productive. Now, this is an area where African leaders have actually been ahead and significantly ahead of the game for some time.
Now, this is what I don't understand. African leaders are significantly ahead of the game for some time. Well, if they've all been ahead of the game for some time, why hasn't the problem been resolved? I mean, read the stuff that they give these idiots to speak? Does anybody read it before they give it to somebody to go out there and read it in front of the world? Couldn't you tell what you're saying, Mr. Kerry? I thought you were supposed to be really, really smart. Yeah, he graduated pretty high up in his class, I guess. He was a really smart kid. You know, a young whippersnapper. He was pretty smart, went to all the great schools. Just like Obama. They're all smart. Why is it always the smartest people in the world are always the dumbest? It's a circle, he says. You are a twisted circle. Certain agricultural processes can actually release carbon pollution and actually contribute to the problem in the first place. Carbon pollution? Well, there's carbon in the ground. You're an idiot. And every time you plow, yeah, carbon is going to, well, be released. It's in the ground. You can't sustain life without carbon. These people, what these people are thinking is this big pollution problem is just natural. It's not the problem. You people who don't have yourself educated enough, or actually they do have themselves educated, the problem is they're indoctrinating you. They know that they're deceiving you. You don't know that you're being deceived. So the people that are actually deceiving you, they're smart. They know what they're doing. It's you idiots that buy it. You're the ones that don't know what you're doing. You're the dummies. I don't buy this, none of this stuff, because I'm smart enough to know the difference.
There's always carbon in the ground. There's carbon everywhere. If it wasn't for carbon, we wouldn't be able to sustain life. Part of life. It's part of the way it is. It's part of reality. It's part of nature. I didn't invent it. But carbon pollution? It's not carbon pollution. It's carbon. It's in the ground. But now they got farmers. They try to do it where they don't plow. They just keep planting because they don't want to let the carbon come out into the atmosphere, which. I just wonder, how do people get themselves that suckered in? Snake oil has always sold. Why? I don't know. You can get somebody to believe a lie so much easier than you can get them to believe the truth. I don't understand it. I can't figure that out. Never been able to figure that out, but it's true, and it works. And try it yourself. You don't believe me? Do it yourself. Try it. Try it on somebody. Come up with something really stupid, really off the wall crazy. See if you can get somebody to believe it, something that they'll never believe. And you say it with your heart of hearts. I mean, you've got to say it with conviction. You say it with conviction, and the crazier it is, the easier they'll believe it. And then when you're done with that, you tell them something that's actually true. Ah! You try it out. Well, John Kerry, what is this deal with the most important things that these people can do is to get their agenda out? And that's what this is, Common Core, Agenda 21. Why is the United States leading the way in this? Immigration, this is all part of it. They don't want any borders. This is all part of it. And look what this president is doing. I mean, he's following a handbook. He's got a handbook, the UN New World Order handbook out here, and he's following it. Right down the line, he's got that Lewinsky. Saul Alinsky crap, which I opened up one of his books once in the library, and I just was like, oh, God. I mean, how do people buy into that crap? How do you do that? How do you get yourself to that level where you can get yourself suckered into crap like that? I don't know. I can't do it. Never been able to. But he is following this new world order. I mean, doing everything he can. Look what he has done in the 6 years as president of where we were and where we are now. And he did not lie. When he said he was going to fundamentally transform this country, he did. And we all knew from the very beginning that if he did, it would be a disaster. And here it is. Here's the proof. What are we living in right now? Well, we're living in a frickin' disaster. We're not dead yet. We're not dead in the water. We haven't sunk, but we are taking on water. And we can fix the problem. We just got to do it. Now, this is what drives me nuts. How can people take these people seriously? I can't do it. For example, rather than convert natural areas to new farmland. Oh, no, you can't take natural areas and turn them into farmland. You can't do that. We got a whole bunch of starving people, so we can't have any more farmlands to feed any more people. A process that typically releases significant amounts of carbon pollution. There he goes again. A significant amounts. What does that mean, significant? What does that mean, significant? Well, the way he used it there, I mean, it could be very subjective what you mean by significant. He wants you to believe that it's all just astronomical. But to me, significant amounts mean it is significant. The amount is significant enough to not cause an alarm. So this is how these people get away with saying what they're saying. that double, triple, quadruple speak. They know exactly what the hell they're doing. I'm just able to decipher the BS, and that's all this is. It's a joke. And people are buying it. They think it's legitimate. They can't get enough of them. Well, that John Kerry, oh, he, significant amounts of carbon pollution. No, it's carbon. It's in the ground. Every time you rototill, every time you plow, every time you hoe, you're going to release carbon. Every time you exhale, it's everywhere. He says, we can instead concentrate our efforts. What does he mean by that? Concentrate our efforts? You talking about putting people all in one tiny little area to concentrate them? Kind of like the Germans did, where they called them concentration camps. Is that what you're talking about, Mr. Kerry? I don't know. I mean, it kind of seems that way. To concentrate our efforts on making existing farmlands more productive. Well, a farmland can only be so productive. I mean, what do you mean by that? How can you make them more productive? So we can't build any more farms to feed any more people. So I guess this little farmland area that we got here, we can grow 100, you know, stalks of corn. We grow every year, but I guess, you know, make it more productive, I guess we grow 101. I mean, what does that mean? You can only, the farmlands can only be so productive. What are you talking about, Kerry? I mean, it just seems to me that these people are, I mean, they are following every single rule, every single guideline of this New World Order set forth by the UN. The UN, which I am not a fan of. We need to put an end to the UN. We need a real governing body. We need a body in there that understands our Constitution. But we can't do that without us. And there's only one way that we're going to end up doing this is we're going to I don't know. I don't want to say it, but it's going to happen. There's two kinds. This country is split right down the damn middle. And for why, I don't know. I don't get it. What more can we do? Well, I don't know. I wish we could find another way to do this without turning this into a frickin' war. But if you understand the history of man, man cannot solve its problems. They get to a certain point and then they got to go to war. I hope to God we're not there, but, I mean, you look at all the telltale signs here, man. And what are we looking at? I'm not trying to scare people, but, I mean, we've got to understand, we've got to be able to learn from history so we can stop repeating it. I'm not trying to advocate war. I'm trying to put an end to it before it starts. I just see this going to that direction. So does it scare me a little? Well, it concerns me. I'm concerned. I don't like seeing something that should not be. But yet here it is. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And when I can do, the only thing that I can do is what I can do, and it's not making any headway, yeah, that's where the frustration ensues. That kind of stuff drives me nuts. I don't have any patience for this crap, but I want to put an end to it, and I want to put an end to it now. John Kerry, just shut up. What an idiot. I'm sick and tired of this crap, we can't have any more. We want to protect the environment, but you can't build a pond in your yard and create an ecosystem. You got fish, you got, you know, probably frogs and ducks and all kinds of animals, and the cows can drink. But you can't have that. And you can't build any new farms. You can't feed the people. and we're going to block your irrigation so we can save some stupid smelt. I mean, what are we doing to each other? I mean, do we really want to kill off a certain amount of people? I mean, are they really following this New World Order to the letter? It seems like it. Read some of this stuff and what they want. Read some of this New World Order crap that they're trying to get, that is, well, they passed it. And they're implementing it. And this president is going right down. I mean, he's following every single step, man. Every single one. John Kerry's in it. Joe Biden. Everybody. The whole smash. Well, the American people need to understand this stuff. And this stuff is real. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is not theory. This is real. It's out in the open. Look at the police state that we have. This is all part of it, too. There's going to be one police force, a world police force. Well, get used to it. Well, you know, again, we're going to have to fight another war to get our freedom back. And we didn't even sell it. We're giving it away. I mean, you know, if you're going to sell it, you know, at least you get something for it. But we're not getting anything for it. We're giving it away. Here, take it. I don't want it. I don't need it. It's only freedom. I haven't used it in years. Go ahead. You have it. Border Patrol agent and vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, Sean Moran. He says, these are not people just coming here to work, as the so-called line is fed to us. These people are coming here to do horrible things, quote, unquote. And I think the murder of Agent Javier Vega, I can never say that name. Javier, takes me forever to say it. Javier Vega shows what these people are actually capable of. And we're up against close to 50 years of lack of border enforcement by the United States government. That is just absolutely, that is insane. Now, we were going to talk about this Agent Vega on the show Wednesday, but... didn't have a show Wednesday. Couldn't do anything about it. For whatever reason, my system was not cooperating. I don't know if it was Blog Talk Radio, if it was my system, but I couldn't change the date on it. Now I'm back to normal. For whatever reason, Blog Talk Radio had a complete different date. And the date was a day ahead every single time. So for the last, I don't know, 3 months, I've had to go in there before every show and change the date. So the date is the right date. I don't know why it was like that. I don't know. But now it's fixed. But it wouldn't let me change the date Wednesday. So really not much I can do about it. So there was no show. But we were going to talk about that. Now, these two guys that killed him, they've been arrested more than once. One of them was like 6 times. The other guy was like a couple of times. They've come across the border and been arrested and deported, come across the border, deported. Now, evidently, if there is, I guess it is a felony if you do it more than twice. I guess the third time, I guess it is a felony. Well, why weren't they charged with a felony if they did it so many times? That's the question. Why? Well, because Obama got his little pen out there and said, these are all nice people and we want them because we need more votes. And I'm following the New World Order, so we don't have any borders. I don't know who this guy is working for. Now, George Soros has given a lot of money to the New World Order, too. Just keep that part in mind. We all know who he is. See, it's all right if really super rich people give a whole bunch of money and influence in politics if you're on the left. But if you're a Koch brother on the right, well, then you're an evil son of a bitch.
well, this New World Order is not just for Democrats. There's Republicans. Believe it or not, there are Republicans that follow this. Why? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't want to follow it. I cannot comply with it. I can't do it. And neither should you. Well, it's coming, and it's coming much faster than you thought. Much faster than you thought. Much faster than I ever thought. Much faster than I ever thought. Well, it's here, and it's here now. And there's going to be a lot more killings. When you start opening up your borders and letting anybody to come on in, you are asking. You're asking for trouble. Criminals are like, well, they can let anybody in. Well, I'm wanted over here in my country. Let me just go over there. I mean, what are we doing and why? This is self-destructive, man. This is criminal. This is not following our preamble of our Constitution. This is not providing for the common defense, nor is it looking out for the best interest of the American people in any way. It's not looking out for the best interest of any people. It's not promoting the general welfare for one single human being except for the Democratic politicians, which is just yet another example of why this president needs to be impeached. And we would not be just impeaching the president. We would be impeaching his entire cabinet. They'd all have to go. Done. We got to impeach the government. They've gotten too far out of control, and we need to take a much closer role in our government. We gotta play a little bit more within our government. We gotta be a little more involved. We can't just let it up to them to decide. We've got to look over their shoulder and make sure that they're doing their job correctly. And if we don't, well, then we deserve whatever happens to us. Well, we've seen what happens when we don't get involved and we don't pay attention and we take a nap. We sit on the couch with another bag of Cheetos and watch our Kim Kardashian shows. We've seen what happened. We're witnessing right now. We're feeling it right now. We're living it right now. This is what happens. This is the end result. So we know what the end result is. So we know that if we do this again, we've got no one to blame but ourselves. And we can fix it. We just need to do it. He continues, this Mr. Sean Moran. We have two political parties that are unwilling to take real enforcement action, and we have two administrations in a row that gutted enforcement actions by the United States Border Patrol by ICE agents, that we do not allow us to actually do our job. We are handcuffed at every single turn. Well, there's a reason for that. Reasons I've just discussed. There is no Border Patrol. It's now Sandwich Patrol. Hotel Management Patrol. What the hell are we doing? We're inviting crime. We're inviting chaos. This is beyond unconstitutional. The more you think about what this president is doing in that, for that immigration, I mean, that is grounds for impeachment. But Congress is on, well, they're on a break. Mm-hmm. Must be nice having those nice little vacations. We still have, what, 90 plus million people out of work? They're on a vacation, aren't they? Sergeant Tamaresi would like to take a vacation, too. But he can't. He's in jail in Mexico. How come you couldn't do anything as Speaker of the House, Mr. John Boehner? Why couldn't you do anything, huh? You got a couple of people from Congress. Where was the rest of them? Why wasn't the entire Congress involved in that? Why aren't there any governors involved in that? Where are you, Jerry Brown, Moonbeam? Huh? Why aren't you involved there? I thought you had a good, close relationship with the Mexicans. How about it there, Moonbeam? How come you haven't done anything to get that boy home? Huh? What is it? Is it because he had guns? Is that what it is? You don't want to... That would look politically, well, not good for your base that you actually helped a guy get out of a Mexican jail for taking a wrong turn, and he just happened to have all of his belongings, which were had a couple of guns. Is that what's happening? You don't want to lose that next election? Is that what it is, Moonbeam? But you'll get rid of football so somebody won't get a concussion. You'll take away sports. You'll take away this. You'll take away sugar. Take away salt. I mean, who are we anymore? I don't like what this country has become. I don't like it. I don't like it. That's not me, and I don't want to be a part of it. Well, Sheriff Larry Spence, he's of Willacy County. He spoke to Mail Online after the murder of the Border Patrol agent, Mr. Vega, allegedly was gunned down by these two illegal immigrants crossing the border several times. And if you've seen pictures of them, they are not nice-looking boys. They look mean. They look villainous. They look like criminals. Well, Sheriff Spence says ranchers have now reported illegal immigrants walking through the brush in single file, armed with rifles in military fatigues, of course. Look, these drug cartels are moving right in. They're coming in. And if they see an American, a white American hanging out there, shoot you. Rape you, shoot you, burn you, do whatever they want to with you. These are not nice people, Mr. Obama. Do you not realize the amount of people that you are allowing in this country? These are some criminal people. Why are you taking a break now, Mr. Boehner? Why is Congress taking a break? Congress should be doing something about this. And they should have been doing it a long time ago. Congress can put an end to it. You can put an end to it. You pass a bill, boom. He vetoes it, well, you can turn around and you can pass it again. You can get it done. There are things that Congress can do. But we've got to stop the bleeding down there. These are criminals coming in here. And then if they do get caught and they go to jail, well, we have to pay for them for the rest of their lives. And these prisons, which I don't understand, I mean, they spend upwards of over $60,000 an inmate a year, which is more than twice what a lot of people make in a year. And try to support a family on that. How the hell could you spend $60,000 a year on a prisoner? I mean, that's ridiculous. And why do prisons have cable TV? Why should they have all this stuff? You took away somebody's rights by murdering them and their entire family. And you have a right? You don't have a right to watch television. I don't see that in the Constitution anywhere. Let me see that. One, two, four. Seven of ratification. What do we got there? Here's the Bill of Rights. I don't see it in there. I don't see television anywhere in this entire document. What the hell? You don't get cable television. And if you do get television, well, it comes over the airways. These prisoners, these prisoners shouldn't be paying for cable. They shouldn't be paying for anything. We need to get a lot of people that aren't in. There's too many people in our jails. We arrest first and then ask questions later. We've got to get rid of that mentality, too. The only time that you should ever be in jail is when you are a direct, imminent threat to society, or you have violated somebody's civil rights by murdering them, stealing from them, where you are a threat. If you are a threat to society, you go to jail. But if you're not a threat, you got no business being there. And if you're smoking a couple of joints, not for nothing, but I don't care if you don't like drugs or not. You don't have to. It's not the point. But you shouldn't have to spend 25 years in jail for a couple of joints. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's ridiculous. We don't need to be incarcerating our citizens like the way we are. And these minimum sentences, that's ridiculous. Sometimes the penalty does not fit the crime, and I don't believe in those minimum sentences. That's ridiculous. That's just absolutely asinine. Unless it's like, you know, murder, you know, that kind of stuff. You're raping a child. But raping a child, you get off for nothing. You get 2 years. You get caught with a couple of joints, you go away for 25. You rape a child, you go away for 2, maybe 3. And then you get parole. I mean, how is that? To me, you get caught raping a child, molesting a child. I mean, that's life in prison without any possibility of parole. It doesn't even make any sense. Again, how the hell did we get there? How the hell did we get here? Where? How? Money. Money, money, money. There's nothing wrong with money. There's good money and there's bad money. There's good greed and there's bad greed. Well, we need to get some good greed. We need to start getting greedy with freedom and common sense. That's what we need to do. Well, Spence said he used to not show a weapon, but now he has 2 or 3 because of all the increasing criminal element. He said it's not like it was years ago when people were just looking for a job or something to eat. Well, now they're looking for crime. They're looking for victims. They're looking to sell big, heavy-duty, crazy freaking drugs. These are some heavy drugs, man. This is the bad stuff. And that's what they're doing. And these are the people coming over here, Mr. Obama. And they're killing our citizens. And they're killing their own people. A lot of these people we don't even know that are dead. They're just left for dead out there in the desert. And the animals eat them. Don't you pay attention to CNN anymore, Mr. Obama? You don't watch CNN anymore? I thought that's how you got your news. Even CNN is covering this crap. How do you not know what you are doing? And why, as anybody who would be president, the first thing they would do is they would secure the border. They would realize, hey, look, we got a problem here. We can't have this. It's not fair to these people coming over. They're being put over here in some very, very awful situations. It's terrible. And they're getting all these diseases, and they're getting this, and they're getting that. And they're getting kidnapped, and the family has to pay thousands of dollars, and they pay thousands of dollars for a coyote, and if you can't keep up, they kill you, they'll leave you for dead. I mean, these are not nice people. Little girls are being kidnapped and thrown into prostitution. Little boys are being thrown into the drug trade. They got teenagers coming over here. These are not children, by the way. These are gangbangers. Tattoos, I mean, they're 15, 16, 17, got tattoos everywhere. A lot of them are a lot older than that, but they're saying, oh, no, I'm 15, I'm 17. No, you're not. And our government's allowing them to come on in. Come on in. You don't allow criminals to be coming into your country to, well, commit a bunch of crime. That is not looking out for the best interests of the country. Which is your main job, you know, Mr. President. I mean, it's one of them. But overall, I mean, you could summarize it as you are to look out for the best interests of the country. Well, you're not looking out for the best interests of anybody but yourself and your little Democratic Party. All those people that died in the desert, all that stuff. That one guy who said it last week, one of those, I think it was a sergeant or he was a sheriff or he worked for the Border Patrol, but he said, hey, look, their blood is on your hands, and that's true, Mr. Obama. Their blood is on your hands. That Border Patrol agent, that off-duty agent that was killed, his blood is on your hands. This stuff is out of control. Mr. Obama, you've got to understand that what you're doing is dangerous. People are dying. The American people are suffering because of this. They're suffering physically, emotionally, financially, every way imaginable. But as long as you can turn them into Democratic voters, you're going to be okay. Isn't that it? You need to get your priorities straight, Mr. President. I've had enough. I want to thank everybody listening on their smartphones, everybody listening in the chat room. Everybody's going to download later. I hope everybody has a very happy weekend, very safe weekend, and we will see you back here, well, Monday night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.